This morning, we head over to Hawaii Island, where HPR's Ku'uwe Hiraishi is out in the field reporting on the recovery efforts following last year's lava event. Good morning, Ku'uwe.
Good morning, Catherine. Right now, I'm actually at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, which folks do know is at the summit of Kilauea. So right now, overlooking Halema'uma'u Crater, it's a lot bigger than it was the same time last year. That crater has collapsed, which was sort of the cause, part of the cause of that magma intrusion in the lower East Rift Zone. So to see the source of the eruption is something new.
So paint the picture. Are the skies blue or is it raining?
The skies are surprisingly blue today. Volcano is usually very cold. You always need your sweater or rainy. But it is nice and sunny. Blue skies with clouds over Mauna Loa. So right now I can see across the crater, which is also rare. I can see Dragon Museum and the former site of the USGS Hawaii Volcano Observatory, which is now currently closed. So last year the park was closed for about 134 days, so pretty much 4 months. And throughout that time, they've experienced something like 60,000 earthquakes throughout that time. And so when they decided to close the park, there were portions of the park that they decided to keep closed indefinitely, and that does include Dragon Museum, which is right across the way.
I remember when folks were just so downtrodden because the vog was so bad, but no vog today,
right.
Huh?
Right, and that's actually something that we've been seeing, that scientists have been seeing since the end of the eruption. The air quality, both here in Volcano, but also in South Kona, which we know has had sort of the biggest negative impact from this fog, it's actually been clear and good. So people are out there running right along the road here in Volcano. I did get to speak to Rhonda Lowe. She's the acting superintendent here at the park, and she was, I wanted to know how the employees here at the park have sort of dealt with the recovery, and this is what she had to say.
I mean, our employees, you know, they're part of the community, and several of them, you know, their homes were directly affected, and many of them, their families and friends, so it was hard. And I think the uncertainty was the hardest part. People were prepared maybe for a two-week dislocation of the norm, but the months when it stretched out, that was a challenging time for everybody.
Right. So she did say that they're still actively in recovery. So if anyone does visit the park, there are portions of the park that are still closed off, much of it due to seismic activity that's taken out roads or water main or any other infrastructure that was needed. But I think on the bright side, so Lo is a botanist by trade, and she enjoyed most of all coming back to the park after this four-month closure to see the birds out and sort of bird footprints in the ash or the blooming ohia and things like that. And she called it, I think it was a reset button. So here's Lo again.
It was like a reset button.
Yeah.
Prior to the eruptive events in May, we were actually seeing unprecedented numbers of visitors, very large increases, which was great economically and for the community. And it was great that people had the opportunity to see the park, but we were losing that aha moment that visitors like to come to the park, you know, to be immersed in a natural environment and realize there's something bigger than you. Those aha moments, right? That's what the Park Service is about. And we were getting so popular, you know, especially people coming to see the lava lake, that you couldn't really get those aha moments.
Those aha moments and chasing after them. Right now, I just went by the visitor center, Kilauea Visitor Center, which is sort of the first stop when you get into the park, and it is packed with tourists and residents alike, all trying to catch a glimpse on this sunny day of the crater.
Wow. So some signs of recovery.
Some signs of recovery, and I think the best term that I've heard is this active recovery. So folks, we're not quite out of the woods just yet. But for Diane Lee, she is spearheading the county's efforts for the Kilauea recovery. She's the head of the County Research and Development Office. And she says, you know, this is really an opportunity for folks to think of where we're going into the future with a sort of more long-term approach to planning and to recovery efforts. This is what Leigh had to say.
I don't think we're going to see a complete back to normal, at least not for a while. People's lives and their businesses have been disrupted. And again, a lot of the focus is on Puna, but there are impacts island-wide. And so I think we're entering an era of a new normal. And that's an opportunity, really, for the community to define what it wants for its future.
So I think Leigh characterized it best, and we're seeing some of that in throughout the communities here that are recovering. But hopefully get to talk to more businesses and farmers to see the economic impact, and that's something we're going to be looking at tomorrow.
And you also talked with some scientists, right?
I did. Ingrid Johansson, one of the HVO scientists, the geophysicist, to talk about where activity is. So right now, she says that they are seeing magma continue to refill the volcanic chambers up from the hotspot at the Kilauea summit, but also along that south eastern flank that runs into Leilani Estate. So magma is still in the ground, but there is no imminent threat according to their active monitoring right now. But that it is still, we are still on an active volcano, and she wants people to keep that in mind.
Do you know if the county is planning any kind of community meeting just to mark the one-year point?
Right. We have the one-year anniversary. We have been figuring out who's sort of taking different leads on this, and there seems to be a number of different events. The biggest is probably going to be Activate Puna, which is going to be sort of an all-day festival. The USGS scientists are going to be there. Volcano National Parks folks are going to be there. And that's happening May 11th out in Puna. We can have more information on our website, but that may be the next big festival, if you will, to commemorate this event.
Right, because it really is part of the healing process, though, you know, acknowledging and connecting again and just checking to see how your neighbors are doing, right?
Exactly, and that there is that strong sense of camaraderie here with the community, especially in trying to figure out how to move forward. The conversations have been a lot more harmonious than in the past. I think it's sort of wiping the slate clean has allowed them to have a clear picture of what they want for the future.
Yes, but we do appreciate all the efforts by those first responders, you know, who really tried to keep people out of harm's way as best they could.
Exactly, and then that's the ongoing and continuing effort from folks, because there are some curious onlookers who try to sneak past road closed signs and some of the community areas in Leilani Estates that have been overtaken by lava. They are still seeing folks trying to get in there, so the community is sort of urging folks to stay away while people actively recover, and hopefully they can open up some other spot where you could see some of the volcanic destruction without getting in the way.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Kuvehi. Appreciate your work out there.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
We have been talking with HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi, who spent time with at the Big Islands Volcanoes National Park. You can find her stories on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.